Hello, podcast listeners.
Hello, podcast listeners.
And welcome
to Leon and Dustin, Here to Help.
Here to Help.
Episode 8.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive, episode 8.
Move closer. you're really far away.
Well, I'm chilling out on your sofa.
You're trying to avoid me.
I'm not feeling very well.
Oh, what's up?
Just feel like I got a head cold. Yes. I took a day off last week from work, and now I can't take a day off work because I'd feel guilty.
Oh.
So I'm just marching on through.
Poor bunny.
I'm going back to work later as well, actually.
Oh.
Going to do a bit of painting for them.
Painting?
Yeah, they asked me if I wanted to come in and do some painting. And I was like, a little bit more cash.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So,
a bit of the green?
More like the coppers and stuff.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
It's just not the same, is it?
Yeah.
Coppers, but you're only getting pennies.
I'm not going to get paid a lot. I'm doing nothing else on a Tuesday evening.
Absolutely.
So, no good telly on.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
What's on?
Louis's on tonight.
Louis.
On Fox. Louis. The show, Louis.
Never heard of it.
Louis C.K.
Never heard of it.
Oh, you'd love it.
I don't think I would.
What do you mean? You've never heard of it?
First off, it's on Fox. So there are, what, adverts every 5 seconds?
No.
And then Louis
C.K. You've got Sky Plus.
Don't even know who Louis C.K.
He's a great comedian.
I'm sure he's very talented.
He is.
And I've got a feeling he's going to be Ginger.
Yeah, he's Ginger.
He's Ginger. I could have just
guessed. What do you mean?
From the name Louis C.K. not that there's anything against Ginger people. I'm a massive fan.
I don't want you to watch it now.
Well, I don't think I will. There was some good TV on last night. The Valentine's special of Gypsy Weddings.
Oh, I don't watch that.
Nah, I missed it as well. But
so neither of us watched it.
Maybe our podcast listeners watched it.
So, hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a good one.
Leon the Technical Wizard has got our podcast back up and running.
So who was on the phone?
They said I had an outstanding refund.
Do you?
I wouldn't say it's outstanding, but it's quite good. I don't know.
What have you been up to this week, Dust?
What have I been up to this week?
Uh-huh.
Went out for a Chinese last night. Chinese New Year. My friend is Chinese.
Was it Chinese New Year a couple of days ago?
Yeah, but
last week, wasn't it?
It's quite busy, so you know we just went a couple of days after. £25
a head.
No,
just for yourself.
Just for me.
But you were topping up on those beers, right? You were probably going for it.
Well, I thought no Coke.
Pints of
or? Pints, yeah. We had one, and we were like, oh, all right, it's refill. So we had loads, but they weren't refill. They were not refill.
That's like the bulk of that £25.
Yeah, £10 on Coke. I didn't even want the last one. I was just like, get me money's worth. I didn't even drink it all.
I've been ill.
You've been ill?
Feeling sorry for myself for what we went out Saturday.
That was nice. You weren't that ill then, were you?
No, I think I was pushing on through. Not only did I get smashed.
Missed church.
I missed church on the Sunday. I'm feeling sorry for myself.
Yeah, you said that.
And I've just got to keep going.
Yeah.
And the weather's getting me down.
Me
too.
It
was snowing yesterday for like no reason whatsoever. It didn't even stay around. It just went.
It was rubbish as well, wasn't it?
And it was just snowing.
Lovely.
Just started snowing. No, not lovely. Just depressing.
Not lovely.
We're nearly halfway through February and it's kicking my ass. If it was around Christmas or even like, late January, I'd give it to you. But the middle of February.
Come on, God. Or whoever.
Don't.
Or just the weather.
Come on, weather.
Come on,
come
weather.
On.
Come on, weather.
But, that's been pissing me off. What else has been pissing me off? People at work. They've been pissing me off. Just getting in my way.
Getting in my way.
Just people at the coffee shop. They were pissing me off.
Oh, they were pissing
actually,
me
there
off.
Was a guy at the coffee shop who said, can I have a latte? Regular.
No, I'll have an irregular one.
Ridiculous.
Oh, I'll have it in a sock, please.
Ridiculous.
Stupid. Pissing me off.
And then what else pissed me off? Oh, a lot of Eton boys. Dustin lives in Eton Wick. The nicer end of Eton.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
And just Eton boys everywhere. Everywhere.
They're like ants.
Just pissing me off. And then I've got to go home and I've got to do the ride again, which is around half an hour. I guarantee you, every minute of that's just going to piss me off because it's cold.
They will piss me off.
What piss you off?
Stupid questions piss me off.
Tell me a stupid question.
Can I ask who's calling? Of course you can.
Yeah.
pissed me off.
Yeah.
Even though I said it.
And they and it's the middle of Feb now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what's coming up?
Well, it's Pancake Day today.
It is Pancake Day today, isn't it? I heard that on the radio this morning.
Well, I know, I just told you.
You told me a fact the other day. You said that they were basing a movie on Han Solo.
Yeah.
An individual film. I think they're going to base one on Yoda first.
Yeah, I heard that.
So what, they're just going to do every single character?
No, I think Yoda, Han Solo, and Boba Fett.
Boba Fett would be a good one.
I think that's the only one they should do, really.
I don't think they should go near Han.
No.
He's just such a gangster.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because he is. He just breezes around, just putting stuff in his, Falcon, the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, the O2 Falcon now.
What, the O2 Falcon?
Yeah, that's just a joke.
Yeah, I got it. Just didn't think it was fine.
Right, yeah,
yeah.
Fine.
Bought some socks.
There are 2 days until Valentine's Day.
What are your thoughts on Valentine's Day? Shoot from the hip.
It's just basically just another day for me.
Yeah.
I don't really do it. It's just, I avoid Facebook. That's the only thing I do.
Why do you avoid Facebook?
Just because it's annoying. It's like pictures of people out on dates, like at Nando's or whatever.
Just like pictures of just like bouquets of flowers and
Instagram. And just look what he got me.
Yeah.
Look what he got me. Oh, look. Oh, isn't he sweet? What a little bunny.
So today's show.
Shit.
Where's today's show based? Tell our listeners.
Where is today's show based?
Yeah.
Today's show is based in a shop where Leon used to work, Anne Summers.
Now,
because it's Valentine's Day, and that's a very
lucrative time for Anne Summers.
Absolutely.
You'd be surprised. The amount of money they make in Anne Summers around Valentine's is.
Like Easter and like Thornton's.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It's just insane. Everything goes from like costumes to the naughty like toys to just like
cards. Can you buy cards there?
Oh, you can buy books. There's lots of books.
Some books, is there?
Yeah, about how to kind of perform.
All right. Enough.
Yeah. So this week, because I did work there. I worked in the Anne Summers in Slough.
And what did you do?
I was just like an assistant, a sales assistant. I'd go around, I'd throw people out.
Throw people out?
There were a couple of times where just like old guys would go up to women just going, oh, that looked really nice on you. Or, oh, have you ever played with one of those toys? And it's a bit
God.
So your kind of role is, look, sir, if you could just get around with your own shop, and you're going to buy anything? No? Well, then you might as well leave. There's also like an adult area as well. You've got to be over 18 to walk into a particular area.
That whole thing is adult, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can
try. Nothing's there for the kids.
Well, there's bras and there's knickers. So if girls do want to get stuff for themselves, they can still purchase that. And it's usually at the front of the store.
Sure.
At the back of the store is where the books and the toys are. And there are some crazy toys in there.
I don't know that I want to know. Really.
There's a great one. I'm going to put it on anyway. There's a great one, basically, where you could buy it for your girlfriend, your wife, your lover. It's basically like a little egg, and she pops that egg just in her panties, and then you have the remote control. And so you have 4 settings on this remote control. Essentially, this egg just goes crazy whenever you want it to kind of go crazy. She could be in an office meeting, you could be, you know, in the meeting with her, and just the egg goes off, and she just...
Can you be, like, in a different place altogether?
No. Well, I think the range on it's 50 metres.
That's good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
So what would you do with that power?
I'd just go insane. If I was dating someone, I had the remote control, you know, they could go and maybe order a pizza. And I'd be like, bzz, bzz, bzz. Or maybe they could be speaking to, I don't know, someone important. Bzz, bzz,
bzz, bzz. Or Al Gore.
Why Al Gore?
Just it's quite an important person, isn't it? The president.
Why Al Gore?
I don't know, I just thought of Al Gore.
Strange name, Al Gore.
I'd like to put one in Al Gore's pants.
And just see what happens.
Yeah. Bzz, bzz, bzz,
bzz, bzz. So yeah, Anne Summers is where we are this week.
That's where we're at.
So what we're doing is we're doing Valentine's thumbs up and Valentine's thumbs down. Is that a good way to explain it?
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of questions in the hat. We put the hat out, but we also get tweets. We also get messages, emails and stuff. You can Twitter us at
Leon and Dustin.
Any questions?
Anything.
So yeah, because this week is Valentine's week. We kind of thought, hit Anne Summers. We'll get the good and the bad. Now, Dust, what have we done?
I think we've done all right.
Yeah.
There is more bad than good, I think.
There is.
People are more negative about Valentine's Day.
You reckon?
Not just single people, but people with girlfriends. They're like, you know, oh, why do we have to celebrate it on this day, you know?
Yeah.
I love you every day.
Yeah.
And those people are broke.
People are broke.
Those people are broke. And if they weren't broke, they would just, get, you know, grin and bear it.
Yeah.
You
know?
But they're broke. So that's it.
What are you doing this Valentine's?
What were you doing this Valentine's?
That sounds weird.
Well, it won't when you announce that Die Hard 5, A Good Day to Die Hard, is released.
What a great day to release it.
Valentine's Day. It's great genius. Day to it's genius it. Marketing.
Great day. Because you know what? I always see Valentine's Day as like a day for the girls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Every time I've been with a girl on Valentine's Day, I've always bought her something nice. Always done something, you know, taking her out to dinner, you know, pizza.
Slap up meal.
Pizza Hut, you know.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Domino's pizza, maybe get in. I don't know, just a nice treat.
just pizza.
Yeah, loving pizza, loving the pizza. But yeah, love Valentine's Day always seems about the girl. Whereas I think if a girl genuinely loved her boyfriend or her husband or her lover, she would go with him.
She would movies. Take him to see... Absolutely. Die Hard 5.
He wouldn't have to pay for anything.
Absolutely.
Because he probably paid for the meal.
Oh, well,
he probably paid for the taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Probably paid for the previous drinks they had earlier that day.
And the chocolates
and
in the morning.
And the chocolates in the morning.
Pink champagne.
Pink champagne.
And a balloon.
Flowers.
For some reason.
Yeah.
So,
the least she could do is buy him tickets to go and see.
This is our Sex and the City movie.
This is exactly what it is.
Yeah, we had to sit through that.
Absolutely. This is our destination. This is our destiny, seeing John McClane kick ass in the fifth installment of Die Hard.
With his son.
Amazing. Who thought would it? Apparently there might be a sixth.
Yeah, there is a sixth.
There is?
Yeah.
Shit.
I've actually...
John McClane's crazy.
I've actually drafted some names for the sixth installment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Some, go on, what you got?
Because the names are brilliant for Die Hard. You've got Die Hard 1.
Yeah, just Die Hard.
Well, yeah, just Die Hard.
Yeah.
You know, terrorists take over a building. That's brilliant.
Nakatomi Plaza.
Absolutely. Die Hard 2, Die Harder.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Terrorists, again, take over an airport.
Is it terrorists?
It's terrorists, yeah.
I don't think it's terrorists.
Well, he is a terrorist, isn't he?
No.
They all... blow up the plane.
Yeah, but they're American, aren't they?
Well, it still can be a terrorist.
No.
Die Hard 3,
yeah.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Brilliant. Samuel L. Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, the terrorist from the first movie's brother, who's also a terrorist, comes back with...
with a plot of getting back to John McClane.
Well, with a vengeance.
But yeah. This is it. It's all about vengeance. But it's not.
It's not in the end.
It's not in the end, is it? It's a throwaway. It's a kind of like, you thought I was back for you. I'm
nah,
actually
mate,
back
for all this gold, mate.
Exactly.
Brilliant.
Number four, tell me your thoughts.
Die Hard 4.0. Live Free or Die Hard.
Great name. That's a great name.
Terrorists take over the internet.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Tim Oliphant. Tim Oliphant.
Who?
Tim Oliphant. Is it? Is in The Office?
Don't know what
that is. Right. He's the baddie. Tim Oliphant? Tom Oliphant?
He's a good looking chap.
Can I stop saying Oliphant?
Oh, it sounds like a fruit. and then the fifth.
Die Hard 5. A Good Day to Die Hard.
Great.
A very good day to Die Hard. It's on Valentine's Day.
He's still got it, isn't he?
I think a lot of people will be dying hard that day.
McClane still has it.
Oh, yeah. He's got it.
He's so got it.
Do you want to hear my Die Hard 6 titles?
We have no choice.
What, does that mean you don't?
We have no choice.
Why do you have no choice? Have
I've actually got to go to loo. Is there any chance you could tell the podcast listeners?
No, well, I'll just wait for you.
No, you tell them, and then when I listen back to the show, I'll be like, that's very impressive, and I'll text you if it's any good. All right?
So I'm just going to talk to myself.
Well, talk to the podcast listeners. I'll be back. I'll be back, podcast listeners, in a minute.
Unbelievable. I could do this podcast on my own, you know? I could. Yeah. Dustin. Here to help. Yeah. I don't need him. He's dead weight. Dead weight. Do you know what else? He wets the bed. Yeah, that's right. He wets the bed. Always has. Always will. Does it on purpose sometimes.
How'd it go?
Well, I didn't do it.
Why?
Because it's weird. I felt really weird talking to myself.
No, it's not weird. I just want to go away now. I'm going to go away again. And you just get it done.
Oh, fine.
All right.
But I
don't know where to go now. Fine.
Just fine, go.
No, go on.
No,
I really want to hear Die Hard 6.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I got one.
Go on.
Die Hard 6, Trouble at Mill.
Yeah, but you got to get Die Hard in there somewhere.
Die Hard 6, Trouble at Mill. That's good.
So what happens?
There's trouble at the mill.
What mill?
What happens? Just what a mill? Bloody mill in like the middle of like the Midlands or something.
What's John McClane doing in the Midlands?
I don't know. This is it. This is where the journey takes him. It's just not... All right, fine. Die Hard 6. Who's doing the ironing?
No.
Yes. Die Hard 6. I'm out of vests. Die Hard 6. Bought myself some new shoes. This is easy. Go on, let's see what you got.
You're doing it easy.
All right, I'll bet you do one. I'll do a better one. Let's go.
Well, you'll just top it, will you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, right. Beat this. Cross my heart and hope to die hard.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks.
That's good. But, all right, fine. Die Hard 6. My shopping bag split. shopping bag split.
So John,
Die Hard 6.
So John
McClane
goes shopping.
Yeah. Well, whether he goes shopping or maybe Holly.
Why is she going shopping?
Because we haven't seen Holly in like...
exactly.
Like three movies.
We don't care.
We do care about Holly. That's
just why. That's true. I care a lot. I care a lot. I want her back.
Holly Gennaro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, Holly McClane.
Yeah, no, Maitland Gennaro.
Well, yeah.
It's a big deal in the first one.
Oh, yeah.
So.
All right.
Cool.
Die Hard 6, West Ham Till I Die Hard. He's just a massive West Ham fan.
Yeah.
Right. Go on.
Die Hard 6. Pooed myself.
He is getting old, isn't he? He's getting old. So, I wouldn't like to see that, though.
Die Hard 6, poop myself.
Die Hard 6, poop myself.
Go.
Die Hard 6, Love Never Dies Hard. It's a stage version.
I like it.
Directed by, you know?
Yep.
What's his name?
A really good one.
No. And
William Shakespeare?
No. That would be good, though.
Who? Widdicombe?
No. My mate looks like him. Anthony Worrell? No.
Anthony Worrell Thompson?
No. although, no.
Ainsley Harriet?
Not Ainsley Harriet. Muck.
Muck? Muck G? Muck G?
Not Muck G.
He's a director.
Well, it's not Muck G.
Muck G, like, created the Terminator.
And today's guest is...
Muck. What the hell is this muck?
Well, I'm getting it up online.
Just don't. It's not worth it.
It is
really
worth it.
Isn't worth it.
Come on.
Die Hard 6.
No, hang on.
McClane does the split. It doesn't have to rhyme. Doesn't really matter. Alright, okay. Should we just crack on with this shit?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Muck.
Dine Hard. So McClane just eats loads. And then the sequel to that, Diet Hard. So.
So you didn't prep for any of this podcast, but you prepped for.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Any suggestion on Valentine's films? I feel like
Ooh.
We've spoken loads about films, but.
Valentine's.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a couple at the cinema you could go see, but then there's the old ones. There's like Casablanca.
Love Actually.
Yeah, it's more Christmas. It's definitely
been snowing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very good call. Romance movies. Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a great one. That's a really
When
good
Harry
one.
Met Sally.
Yeah, another.
I'll have what she's one. Having.
There's loads. You know what? Do something different. Don't
Best
watch a romantic one.
No, I agree, actually. You know, you don't have to watch a rom-com,
no.
do you?
No. No. Anyone in their proper mind... Because that's what it's called, isn't it?
Proper mind. Yeah. Yeah, proper
I'm
mind.
I'm so ill. would go and watch Die Hard. And if you haven't seen any of the Die Hards, you make a day of it.
Yeah.
Right? You at least
a good
watch
day.
It first. Okay, so did we solve that problem?
Go watch Die Hard, yeah.
Cool. Go watch Die Hard. All right, I've got another one here.
probably my go now, isn't it?
Oh, we're going to goes, are we?
Well. That's how things work, isn't it?
Right, okay.
Take it in turns.
Do what you want.
Fine. This one says, we don't need help, thank you, Leon and Dustin. We're perfect as we are. That's from Some couple.
Pathetic couple.
Yeah.
Couple that don't need our help.
Oh, you know, we're in love, aren't we? Oh, you know. Disgusting.
We've been in love.
Are we really going to go?
Roger. Have you been in love?
No, probably not. No.
Well, that's sad, isn't it?
That's not sad.
A little bit sad.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
If you hear my car tomorrow...
Well, that would be sad, yeah.
It'd be sad because you'd miss out on Die Hard, and I'd have to do the podcast and edit it, and then you'd also have never have loved.
Well, I love things.
What do you love?
Like, I don't know, John McClane.
Well, no, apart from John McClane.
I love food. I love food.
I think a lot of people like food.
I like food, actually. Yeah, I don't love food.
What do you love?
I don't know. What do you love?
Well, easy. I love... I don't know what I love, actually.
Well, it's not easy, then, is it?
Porn?
You love it. You love it.
No, I don't. I don't, listeners.
He loves it.
I love telly.
You love telly? I love telly, actually.
I love watching rubbish telly.
No, I like good telly.
What's good telly, though?
The West Wing.
Yeah.
I'm loving that at the minute.
Good telly.
I love peanut butter.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Right. Well, I still love it. I've got into it in a big way.
Really?
Oh, a big peanut butter. I've never had it before.
Really?
Yeah. 2013 is my year of peanut butter.
I got
loads in the fridge. And I'll just eat it with a spoon. Doing that on Valentine's Day?
I do love girls.
You love girls?
I love them.
Girls!
I think they're awesome.
Why?
Just think they're hot.
Not all of them.
You know what? The majority of them, big, small, don't care. I love them.
I don't love them.
I genuinely love them. I just think, like, even girls at work, we work with a lot of girls.
Yeah, they're nice.
It's just all of them. There's always something about one of them. Yeah, there's always something about girls.
I love technology.
That's so I say I love girls and you come back with I love technology.
I love Apple.
I love Apple.
I like to
you?
Check out and see what they're up to.
Yeah.
What their next little gadget is. What's their little gadget?
I like Apple. I love my mates.
Yeah, alright, so.
Well, they piss me off, but that's why I love them so much.
Why?
Because, you know, they can piss me off. They can be dicks. They can be like.
So I'm a dick?
Yeah, but I still love them. Wow. Still love you.
Alright, okay.
No, I do. I love you. Don't tell you enough. Love me.
Ben, let's not do this.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Do you love me?
No.
Still love you.
Alright.
Do you remember that?
Cool. Yeah, I know.
Do you remember that when you were dying?
What?
When you hit by that car. Did we solve that problem?
What was it?
Why is it the boys have to make the effort and girls don't?
They don't. Do they? Well, they do.
Yeah.
They do, don't they?
Boys always make the effort. It's like I said earlier, it's a girl's date. Solved. We solved that earlier. Let's have another one. I have a girlfriend, but never on Valentine's Day.
Never had a girlfriend on Valentine's.
Wouldn't even know what to do with him. Should that problem arise, what would Dustin do?
WWDD. What would Dustin do?
Valentine's Day. You got a chick.
So what's the scenario?
You got a hot chick. Who?
Hot chickadee.
She knows it's Valentine's Day. She's getting excited about it.
She's telling all her mates, and like somehow it's got to me that like, oh, she's really excited about what you're gonna do.
No, you'll know.
I know that.
You just know.
Yeah. Like I've got. There's a vibe.
Yeah.
She's got it. Right. All right. Well, it's Valentine's Day, isn't it?
It is Valentine's. Okay. Let's do the scenario. You wake up in the morning, Valentine's Day.
Right. First thing I do.
Go on.
Give her a text.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It's a good start.
Kiss.
It's a good start.
Send.
Yep.
Go to her house.
Yep.
Knock on the door. Flowers. Some chocolates or, you know, whatever. She might be diabetic.
Are you in a bow tie at this point? Are you in a tux?
Am I in a tux? Oh, question asked. Answer is yes. White tux.
Brilliant.
White Brilliant. Tux, yeah. Little rose in the pocket.
She sees you. She pulls you in.
She pulls me in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what are you doing? Come in. You're so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Don't know why she talks like that. I'll have to sort her out. It's but not right. today because it's her day.
Yeah, it's her day.
Boom. Viva Forever.
Tickets.
You, me.
Yes.
What, today? I'll be like, yeah, now.
Go get ready.
Yeah. Go on.
And she's like, now.
Put a bit of slap on.
But I am ready.
No, you're not. Well, get proper ready.
Proper ready?
Yeah, well, like going out ready.
But I really like these Converse.
No, you know, I'm wearing a nice suit, aren't I? Nice dress on.
Like. But I look taller than you in my heels.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, all right.
Just go on, I'll put a little effort in.
So she runs upstairs, you go into London, you go see Viva Forever.
We're on the way to seeing Viva Forever, and that's when we see John McClane.
Yeah.
And I'm faced with the decision. Do I go and see, you know, Die Hard or Viva Forever? And you know what? Die Hard in Leicester Square? Am I made of stone?
Tell you what.
I've made a great effort so far. Brilliant effort. I've taken her to London. In fairness, to see Viva Forever.
Yeah.
However, tickets are refundable.
Yeah.
Done while she wasn't, you know, looking. Boom, I slammed these Die Hard tickets down.
What would be absolutely perfect, and well, I suppose you'd know she was the one.
Yeah.
Is if she said, look, Die Hard's playing. Do you want to go see that instead? And you're like, no, I've got these tickets for Viva Forever. And she's like, come on. I know what you're like. Let's go see Die Hard 6. What is it? Die Hard 5, isn't it?
Die Hard 6. Poop herself. No, that's not out yet. Okay. This one says, what are you guys doing Valentine's Day?
I'm working all day.
How long?
9 till 6.30.
Do you want to get me in?
What, for the day?
Yeah. If it's a big delivery, it's like, oh, I think we need dusting.
Yeah, if it's a big delivery, but then we spend our Valentine's Day together.
Yeah, but we can just like have a bit of a joke with the girls.
Yeah, or I could just have the joke with the girls and
why'd I just
edit the podcast.
Edit the podcast, yeah. Like your slave. You know, you never treat me.
So I've got a really long day at work, but hey, we're going to hospital radio. And then potentially Die Hard later in the evening.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So hang on, what are you gonna be doing? Say you're not working, what are you gonna be doing in the day?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Hang around like flower shops and
or like, yeah. Like an airport terminal.
Just like with your arms open. Just waiting for someone to hug you. That
and the arrivals.
That would work. That would work.
Yeah, someone would do.
Someone
it.
Would come in, yeah. Probably some like 60-year-old like
bloke.
Yeah. He's blind. That's not a problem to solve. Well, actually, we are the problem, aren't we?
Yeah.
In that predicament.
What are we doing Valentine's Day? You're working and I'm in the kitchen slaving over a stove, or in this case, a podcast.
I've got a question. I well fancy my mate. Do I get her a Valentine's gift? Or do I send her a secret Valentine's? Well, I will fancy my mate. Do I get her a Valentine's gift?
I think it's a bit weird.
Send her a secret Valentine's.
I
think it's a bit weird as well. However, a secret Valentine's is absolutely harmless.
Is it?
If you do it properly.
They probably don't know.
Yeah, that could go bad for you though. As in, say someone else takes
credit.
Mate, yeah, and she's like, oh, I think that guy from over the street sent me this.
I really hope so.
I really hope he did. Oh, I think it's just so hot.
Imagine if I turned up to work on Friday and there's a little card. What are you nodding your head for?
Nodding? Shaking my head.
Alright, shake it, nod it, pop it, do what you like with it.
Bap it!
You know, one day of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go get her.
It is one day of the
year. Or him.
You know? It's a really nice thing to do. Go and you get know what? In fact, like you said, could you imagine receiving a card? I've had a couple of Valentine's cards.
But no, you haven't had an anonymous one.
An anonymous one. I haven't, no. I've given a couple of anonymous ones.
I've given them, like, on other people's behalf.
Yeah.
As in, like, they have been like, well, I don't want them to recognise my handwriting. Dust, you come over here and write it for me.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. And then they suspect me. And they're like, well, he obviously did it. That little freak over there.
We're going to talk about the downs of Valentine's Day now.
Yeah.
Can be a very dark day for some people.
Some people just do nothing, do they?
Do nothing.
Yeah.
But we're very lucky. It is 24 hours. Do you know what I mean?
It's not like a holiday season.
Yeah. People do go insane. The shops are filled with Valentine's stuff. Just avoid those shops.
It's hard. Even Robert Dias.
What?
They've got stuff.
No way.
Yeah, like two like little squirrels kissing.
Gay.
Not gay.
Well, they might be both.
Gay, yeah. All right.
I have got one. Are strip clubs busy Valentine's Day?
That's a good question.
Do you think they'd be busy Valentine's Day? It's a Thursday night.
Yeah.
This year in particular, anyway. It's a Thursday night.
Yes, that I think so.
You think they'll be busy?
Yes. Lonely old men.
Yeah. I can imagine a group of guys being like, okay, look, neither of us is seeing anyone. Let's go out. Let's go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Are you getting the hint? We should go to a strip club.
We are not going to a
strip just, club. I mean, not just, you know, to leer at girls or anything like that, but...
What else do you do there?
I just want to see if it's busy or not.
But busy? What's your diehard?
Yeah, look, it might even be free. It might even be like a special on that day.
All right. I'm not going.
Why are you going?
Because it's weird. People dancing around a pole with no clothes on. Yeah? If I went anywhere else and that was happening, I'd kick off.
No, you wouldn't.
If I went into a cafe...
Yeah, but that's not... It's called a strip club because people go there and strip. Let's just...
Come on.
Come on, let's be serious.
I'm not going. Why? All right, okay.
Okay. Solved!
What's the best gift for Valentine's Day?
Your love.
And now the non-cheapskate version.
Well, I've heard rose petals in a bath, a hot tub, enough room for two.
Yeah, that's good, actually.
Rose petals. A bit of champagne on the side as well, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I've got a good one.
Scented candles.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah? Bit of Luther Vandross in the background.
Yeah, he can be there.
Fine. Yeah?
I heard of a good one. Someone gave a girlfriend a bunch of roses. And there's a little note that said, I'll love you till the last one dies. And the one in the middle was plastic.
So it's just dead.
No, I know, because it won't die, will it?
No, but it's just dead, isn't it?
It's not dead.
It's not living, is it?
It's not living, no, but... Yeah, one there all dead, so that one will still have its colour.
Do it. Pretend I'm a girl. Just do it.
Yeah, I love.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, read that.
I will love you till the last one dies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh, I don't want to ask for it. Oh my god, the one in the middle is plastic!
Yes!
Oh, you're so special!
And then I'll take that one out and burn it.
In front of her. You know what? I am a bit of a romantic. I've done some romantic
stuff. What have you done?
Went on a treasure hunt, which was fun. Treasure hunt around where she lived. I was the...
That's good!
I was the treasure. She found me in my...
birthday suit?
No, I was actually in my three-piece suit with a lot of champagne.
That's amazing.
By the river, yeah. One of them was going to a Threshers, and I'd spoken to the lady previous and said, look, she has to say these words. If she doesn't, do not give her the next clue. And she was like, okay, fine. Anyway, this girl I was seeing walked into a different Threshers and said those words.
What were the words?
The words were something like, I love boys, something like that. And she literally just walked into the shop to these two guys and said, I love boys. And these guys just looked at her like,
oh, we don't have any.
What are you doing?
This one says, Valentine's Day music? ? Well, the obvious we've said before, Luther.
George Michael.
Barry White.
Barry,
you dog.
Tom Jones.
Anyone like these days, who are the kids of today going to play?
JT.
Justin Timberlake, very good, yeah.
JT, big
guy. Bieber, maybe. If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. What a swaggy.
I think I'd go for a bit of Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton?
Powerhouse, he's a powerhouse. Powerhouse of show. Love.
I think I'd go with Justin, actually. Well, there's a compilation album out on iTunes. It's called Now That's Michael Love. This thing, Love, in one CD.
I wonder what's on it. I bet there's some.
I'll tell you what's on it. Go on. There's rubbish is on it.
Really?
Yeah. Cheryl Cole, Fight for This Love.
Oh, yeah.
Katy Perry, The One That Got Away.
Oh, yeah, the one where, like in the video where. If you're making a compilation album, some of it has to be upbeat.
Yeah, you got to make it as well. You can't buy one. No one's now, that's what I call love.
Actually, there is a new album at the minute, and it's Trevor Nelson's Greatest Hits.
That's good, actually.
He didn't write any of them.
Not Greatest Hits.
He hasn't written
any. He's a DJ, isn't he?
Yeah, they're just like R&B tracks.
What's not a very good Valentine's Day song? I want to get freaky with you.
Get some whipped cream. Spread it all over me. Let me lick you up and down. Till you say it's a made about it,
Coca-Cola linked to woman's death.
What are you doing?
Is what you just showed me.
Didn't say read it out loud, not so what you see. So what you see.
But why did you show me it? We're doing the podcast, aren't we? This is Valentine's special. No one wants to hear that.
That's true. After a cardiac arrest, drank up to 10 litres of the fizzy drink every day. This is twice the recommended safe limit of caffeine and more than 11 times recommended sugar intake. That's ridiculous. That's like anything. Too much of anything will kill you. No. 10 litres of Coke a day.
She had one Minto, she'd explode.
Maybe that's what happened.
Minto. Yeah, because you just had a Minto.
Maybe that's what happened.
Well, that was our Valentine's special. I hope you enjoyed it.
I really genuinely hope you enjoyed it.
Now go get him. He or she.
Go get him.
What's your Valentine's message?
You know what? You go make things happen. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, essentially, right. Yeah.
That's yours. You know what, listeners? Make things happen.
The same again.
It's the same. Come on. It's the same thing. Listeners, I feel like we've come a long way on this journey of 8 episodes. I feel like we've given you some knowledge.
We've been through a lot together.
We have.
Christmas. Valentine's Day.
Just go. Go and make things happen.
Go on, have a pancake. On us.
Go see Die Hard.
We need to stop talking about Die Hard.
You're right, they were pointed enough, haven't we?
Yippee-ki-yay.
I'm so ill. Boy!
That pisses me off.